stuff that Chris and I have kind of came up with to kind of promote some of our catfishing opportunities in South Dakota this spring. So our Proud Angler program is designed to recognize anglers that catch the trophy fish in our state. In the past, anglers have filled out a piece of paper, sent it in, and we send them a certificate, and that's all that happens. And so we've got all that information on Proud Angler fish that we've got in a database, and nobody's been able to see it. Nobody knows anything about it besides, you know, once they've caught a Proud Angler and got their certificate. So what we did was, when we did our whole data management process with the fisheries section here over the past couple years, one of the other things that our GIS staff actually did was put together this Proud Angler page. So you can go to our website to under fish, and then down in the bottom left there you can see, and there's a tab that says Proud Angler, and then there you can click on this Submit a Proud Angler application at the bottom, or View Previous Proud Angler Fish. And so now anglers can go to our website and actually see all the Proud Angler information, which is kind of a good tool for them. You can see here, we've got on the left side over there where you can submit an application, and then you can actually filter the species and the date. We've got a box here that hopefully we're gonna try and get anglers to send pictures in all the time, so there'll be photos of these Proud Anglers now. There's a table at the bottom that lists all of the information. You can scroll down and go through all those Proud Anglers. And then we've got a map, so you can see where all those Proud Anglers were caught and all the water bodies. So it'll be a neat tool for our anglers and for folks to look at and utilize in their fishing, in their planning and whatnot for fishing trips. You click on that Proud Angler tab or Angler Guidelines tab, and it'll give you the minimum qualifications for this Proud Angler program. We've got weight and length, so you can either keep the fish, harvest it, and then the proud, you can do the Proud Angler based on weight, or if you want to release the fish, we'll do it based on length. So they can get that information. There's the some of the qualifications for some of those, some of the fish. They can get that information from this site, and then they can filter a particular species, so black crappie, and then it'll filter the table and show the map with just the black crappie from all over the state, so they can kind of do some research. So kind of a handy little tool that we developed. Here's the application site on the page. So like I said, they used to fill out a actual piece of paper and mail it in, and we had those applications floating around all over. Now we've got this handy little data entry or application entry form where they can put all their fish information and put a spot on the map and actually post their photos, so we can go do all this digital now. And then the state record fish, it was even worse. We didn't even have really a database. We had state record fish would come in with the application, and then we would process it, and they went into folders out in the Fort Pierre office, and we've had folders full of all of our state record fish over the last 40, 50, 60 years. And that information wasn't available to anybody. And so we did the same thing with this. Under the fish tab, you can see down in the bottom left there, you can that state records tab you can go to. And now we've got the same thing here where instead of just the list of the current state records on our website, you can go to this site and look just like the other, the Proud Angler page. On the left there, you can filter it. There'll be pictures of all the ones that we have pictures of, and then you can filter the map. And then the bottom table here shows all of the state record fish. You can do it by species, and so now anglers will be able to scroll down that table, and they'll be able to see the current records for all the methods of take, and then they'll be able to see all the past records that we had back to when we started keeping records. So another kind of useful tool, hopefully, that anglers will use and be able to utilize some of this information that's kind of just been sitting in file folders and on computers and in folders at the Fort Pierre office until now. So. All right, the Channel Catfish State Record. So since I started my position in 2009, every year I get at least one email, and generally more than one email, that has this picture sent to me, and it says, come on, you know that's not a channel catfish. And so I've heard that ever since I started. This is Roy Groves, 1949. I believe it's our oldest state record fish, and it's the Channel Catfish State Record from the James River at 55 pounds. If you look at surrounding states, we totally squash a lot of the channel catfish records that are in the 30s for pounds. It's not a channel catfish, it's a blue catfish. Took the picture, sent it to ichthyologists, which is the the trained fish folks at SDSU, two different ones, sent it to them each and said, "What's this fish?" And instantly emailed back and said, "That's a blue catfish. You can tell by the shape of the anal fin and some of the fins on the fish that it's not a channel catfish." So what we are planning on doing is, as Chris calls it, Cat Rush 2019. We're going to open up the channel catfish record and try and make a big deal out of it so we can promote catfishing in our state. It's one of the most underutilized fisheries resources we have. We have some phenomenal catfishing in South Dakota, and promotion of these state record and proud angler sites that a lot of anglers don't really know about. So we're going to go through and open up this state record and basically start from scratch, and I'm guessing we're going to have a lot of state record catfish entered in the first few days, and they're going to make some social media posts and stuff about it so we can help promote catfishing and these state record and proud angler sites. So just a little state record story for you this morning on our channel catfish record. So what's that? Sometime in May or June. We're still trying to work out the details of exactly what we're going to do, but yeah, we thought about doing it last year, but we wanted to do it during the peak of fishing, and we were past that by the time we got it all organized. So May or June is kind of our peak fishing month. So
might need to have a commission tournament or something.
Good idea, I think.
And there's been a lot of people that, when they've heard about this, have said, "Oh, I'm so excited because I'm going to get a state record." And just note, there's some pretty darn good cat fishermen out there that are aware of this, that are already have their 30-some pound channel cats on lockdown, that they know where they're going to go and when they're going to catch it, and they can do it pretty regular. So I'm guessing it's not going to last long.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Questions, comments, challenges?